Every day, AFA offers biblical insight on issues that others aren't willing to touch in the hopes that you'll become a world changer. That's why we're offering an in-depth worldview training course called Activate. 13 different professors teaching 18 sessions, all available online, including a printed workbook to help you apply what you've learned and one-year access to AFA streaming content to give you even more resources. Find out more about Activate and sign up today at activate.afa.net.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks.
I'm Tim Wildman, and in studio with me is a lot of IQ people. 20-20-20 right there. We got 20-20-20 in this room.
Are you saying our IQ is 20?
I wondered if you meant vision.
If you didn't know you were insulted,
then your IQ is 20.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. So today's Friday, August the 29th.
Anniversary of Katrina, 20-year anniversary. How's that even possible?
Really?
It was 20 years ago.
2005, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. We all remember. If you lived through it, you remember where that, by lived through it, I mean observed from a distance. There are a lot of people in the Gulf Coast who did go through it.
Actually,
Mississippi Gulf
Whole
Coast.
Whole towns disappeared.
Yeah, and New Orleans. And, of course, Abraham Hamilton III well documented how that changed his life.
Yes.
His whole family had to move from New Orleans to Houston, Texas.
Where he met his wife.
Yeah.
8 Days of Hope, one of our partner ministries, that was birthed from Katrina.
All right, it's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and we're here to Ed, what is it? We don't have an official mission statement, but if we had one, you're the guy who has it.
Our mission is to make our students smarter, betterer, and awesomer.
And they're students.
Yes.
They're growing.
Yes, they're growing. One question at a time, they're becoming smarter.
All right.
Hey, and I just want to say happy Friday, Labor Day weekend in front of us. And the temperature just immediately went from 90 to 55, just like when you spot a state trooper on the side of the highway. Cooler temperatures, people having the last big hurrah, celebrating the end of summer. Be careful on your Labor Day weekend. And, here we are, Trivia Friday.
All right, Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio. We're going to give three questions each, and you have to be 11 years old or older that goes without saying, doesn't it? You have to be 11 years old. We're only allowing 11-year-old people to call in this week.
or older. Now, we do need to give the phone number
First-time callers.
First-time callers?
It is first-time callers.
First-time callers.
If you want to get on this program and you've never been on with us before, here's the number to call.
888-589-8840.
What is that number again, Tim?
I said it's 888.
888?
589.
589.
8840.
Are you kidding me? 8840?
I'm not kidding you. That's the number to call in and be on the air. And this may be your one shot, to get on Trivia Friday.
We're not promised.
So if you've
tomorrow.
Been on before, we want to ask you to just hold back.
Go sit in the corner.
That's right. Let the other ones
observe. I was just saying, this may be your only time to be on. I was going to say, and don't blow it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. The potential is that there are millions of people listening.
Yeah.
And you don't want to get on your one time.
Your one time.
And then look ridiculous.
No
and
pressure.
Also, I would say this, and listen, I'm not trying to shame anybody.
Right.
From the
far be it from us to do that.
No, because we have none oftentimes. But if you call in to be on the program, Trivia Friday, and this is your one chance. Have a question. Have a trivia question.
That is true.
Because we have had a few folks call in, and we say, all right, go ahead. And they say, well, I really don't have a question.
And they don't know which question they want to answer.
Yeah. So I would say be like the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, whichever one. Be prepared.
Be prepared.
Be prepared.
While you're at it, know how to start a fire. and know a couple of knots.
It only
to
takes
be able
a spark, JJ.
That's exactly right.
Get a fire going.
You're exactly
hey,
right.
Hey, JJ, there's also one of these nine questions. There's something special about it. I'm just telling you. Yeah. I feel it.
So right out of the chute, we offer three questions each out of these original nine questions. One is the mystery question.
It's mystery.
If you happen to land on it, you feel the suspense, you answer the mystery question correctly, you're going to hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell.
Beloved. Mm-hmm.
And that means that you win yourself an AFR cap. And, boy, that's going to be a great day. Friday, right in front of Labor Day weekend, and you all of a sudden win one of these really nice AFR caps. If you don't win one, go to our store. We've got sweatshirts, T-shirts, books, all kinds of resources. And this really is an outstanding AFR cap.
And where do they go to get to that resource?
I'm not sure. I launched a bunch of drones over Boston, and I got stuck in this portal and started heading into another universe. So my family, they won't let me shop.
You know, Drones Over Boston was a great song. Back in the day.
Yes, it was.
Oh, look, I'm going to take such a crazy detour. We said beloved cowbell,
yeah,
which you went to Mississippi State University.
Right.
Last week I was in Israel. Amazing. Sea of Galilee, all the sights. We're going down those narrow streets of Jerusalem, the old city of David, and you've got some carcasses, some fish that are caught, some fine carpets, whatever. There is a booth for Alabama football. It's an Alabama.
Chris Woodward sent us a picture.
I saw it with my own eyes.
I've always said that.
No, that wasn't Photoshop.
I've always said in Alabama, football is a religion.
Well,
don't be surprised in a holy city like Jerusalem, there'll be some shrine.
If we could have, well, that would have been a time right there, standing in front of that Alabama booth,
right.
We could have turned to the jury and said, I rest my case. Nick Saban's missing a good opportunity to go there and sign some autographs. Just show up unannounced.
Yeah, he needs some money.
Yeah, that's right. His bank account's been drying up. Hey, by the way, that resource center where you can go ahead and take a look at ball caps, T-shirts, all those things JJ mentioned is resources.afa.net. Resources.afa.net.
Go ahead.
All right. Don't forget, by the way, the phone number, 888-589-8840.
First-time callers only.
First-time callers only. All right. Here are my three questions. Mm-hmm. First, in the dystopian sci-fi classic Fahrenheit 451, what does the number 451 stand for? Why is it in the title? Second question, how many countries are there in Africa? This is multiple choice.
I miss the rain.
Down in Africa?
I do.
Are there 14? Are there 34 countries? Are there 54? Are there 74 countries? How many countries are there in Africa? We're not going to ask you to name them. We all know you can't. Third question, neither can I. The Hoover Dam sits between what two states? The Hoover Dam sits between what two states?
Those are great questions. Here's what I've got. In which book of the Bible do we read the exhortation to be a watchman on the wall? Which book of the Bible do we read the exhortation to be a watchman on the wall? Second question, what mountain is the tallest point in Japan?
Ain't no mountain tall enough.
Now, look, you guys give me a lot of grief for having a Rolodex of a joke for every topic. Tim has got that song Rolodex.
He does.
Any song, any mention of anything, he knows the songs from the 70s, 80s, and
90s. It actually ain't no mountain high enough, tall enough, but go ahead.
So what mountain is the tallest point in Japan?
Yeah.
Third question, true or false? When the two numbers on the opposite sides of a dice are added together, it always equals 7. When the two numbers on the opposite sides of a dice are added together, it always equals 7. Is that true or false? Well, Ed, you can think back to your days in Boston when you had on your do-rag and you were down at the park playing craps. Just remember and think about on both sides of that dice if that's the case.
Man,
sitting on the picnic table out there at the playground. You remember those days?
Those days were before I was a Christian, and I still never gambled because I always lost. Now, obviously, there are spiritual reasons for not doing it now, but there were practical reasons for not doing it then.
Yeah. All right, my turn?
Yes, sir.
Your turn.
All right. If you have xenophobia, which animal would scare you? If you have xenophobia, which animal would scare you? Number two, who is the best-selling American author of all time? So this person is an American, and this person is the best-selling author. Who is the best-selling American author of all time? And my third question, from the world of desserts.
I love that world.
That was a good one. I said, I put that one on the tee for you, Ed, yes, and you hit it over the wall.
You hesitated, and
I saw you coming down the lane, right there at the top of the key. Tim alley-ooped that ball for you, and you just went up there and
dunked it. Okay, here's the question. I hope I can say these words right, so here we go.
Saying words right is pretty important, Tim.
Alternating layers of lady fingers soaked in a coffee liqueur combo with mascarpone cheese and I knew I should have asked.
You're already waist deep.
All right, what is that kind of cheese?
I hope you can tread water.
What is it?
I'm not. Let me see.
What is that?
I have no idea. Mascarpone. It looks like mascarpone.
So
maybe it's mascarpone.
Alienating. I'll try it again. If you're looking at your menu and you're at this restaurant and you go, I like that. Alternating layers of lady fingers soaked in a coffee liqueur combo with mascarpone cheese and chocolate gets you what uplifting Italian dessert?
Woo. Yeah.
I went a long way for that one.
You know what I'm talking about?
Wait, I know what you're talking about.
Can you imagine if you and I read that, how much mockery would we, for the length of it and all those words he butchered, how much mockery would we?
I thought about not doing that to myself, but I went ahead and read it. You got it out there,
and some people that love, which most people love desserts, they're going to know. A lot of people are going to know what you just said.
Did I say it well enough to you have an idea?
Everybody knows, I think.
Okay.
Well.
Okay.
The ones who are cultured.
Okay. You got us going in the right direction.
All right, let's go.
All right. We're going to Arkansas, and Bob is on the phone. Bob is left over from last week. He's been holding for 7 days. This is the kind of dedication we like.
That's what we're talking about.
Bob, welcome.
Tenacity.
Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, thank you so much. I remember last week it was 8 weeks we had a – forgiveness for, so I'm left over from an 8-weeker.
Right. Okay.
No, and there's help for people like you, Bob.
That's right.
There's a
12-step program.
My wife says
she'd been saying it for a long time, hadn't she, Bob?
That's right.
Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
I want to do both.
Okay, which one you want to try to answer?
Let's go to Africa.
All right. Here's the question, Bob. How many countries are there in Africa? Multiple choice, 14, 34, 54, or 74. What say you?
There's 54, I think, that are recognized. I don't know if there's any small ones that aren't, but there's 54 that I know of.
54.
All right. Hey, way to go.
To start us out.
Do you have to look that up, or did you just kind of have a good guess, or what?
Well, I thought that's what it was, and I made sure.
Good.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, that's good. Confirm the answer that you were pretty
and
confident
I'm glad that
about.
This is the mystery question.
It was not.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Africa, Bob?
I have not.
Okay.
But we have supported a lot of missionaries in Africa.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, all right.
Amen. I was just there about 3 weeks ago.
You were, JJ.
Yeah, amazing. Got to go on a safari. Got to go spend time at a ministry, and just can't say enough about that beautiful country.
All right, what's your question?
Actually, a continent, but
yeah, beautiful continent.
Yeah.
Well, the country you were in, right?
That's right.
The country you went to, which is part of the continent.
That's
right.
Exactly yeah. Right.
Would that sound like a smart aleck right there?
I think you're just defensive right now because of your dessert question.
All right,
so you're
probably
just,
right.
You're just fighting back
it's
a little
subconscious.
Bit.
It's subconscious.
Yes. We all have a good subconscious working. That's how we know when we've done something wrong.
Or when dessert tastes good.
That's right.
All right, Bob, go ahead.
Okay, well, mine is a very religious question.
All right.
And Tim can't answer it, but I don't think he's here today.
He is.
So,
he's sitting.
Oh, he is there?
He's sitting.
Well,
he's not allowed
to.
I think I'm here,
this.
Bob. Pitch me in.
Yes, I think
there you are.
He's to my right, as usual, to my right.
All right, Bob, go ahead. Fire away.
Okay. Well, my question is, was Tim dunked or sprinkled?
Was Tim dunked?
Okay, so that's why you said Tim's not allowed to answer.
Oh, that's good.
All right, yeah. Right. Okay, we're going to – JJ and I are going to talk amongst
ourselves. You talking
about baptized? Baptized. Yeah. I'm so going to say Methodist. He was sprinkled.
Sprinkled, yes. I would guess. We're going to go with sprinkled, Bob.
Was Bob there?
That's what I would guess. I don't know, but I would guess that he was sprinkled.
You don't know the answer to your own question?
You would guess.
All right, Tim.
That's right. His dad was a Methodist minister. He was sprinkled.
Don't tell me when I
Yeah, you go.
All right,
you jump in
there, Tim.
Okay. Well, anyway,
in first person.
I'm going to go back. It was a long time ago, and I was because I'm 62 now, so we're going back 61 and a half years, probably or more.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was at a small country church, and how long do y'all have?
We've got time. Yeah.
We got at least 10 minutes till the break.
Listen, whenever they have testimony service, when the person they hand the mic to says, I was born at a very early age, I go, we're going to be here a while.
All right, so, Bob, to answer your question, you are asking a question or are you making
his question. For us, were you?
I was raised in the Methodist church. Methodists have baby
baptism.
Baptisms, sprinkling. Or whatever you want to, they don't dunk babies. Thank goodness, huh? Or we'd have a small nursery. So that was bad. I didn't say that. I'm sorry. But Bob, when I was like 25 or something like that, I did go through immersion at a separate baptismal service. So I've got all the bases covered.
Yes, you do.
You want sprinkling? You want dunking? I got them both.
That's
I don't
right.
have donuts.
You don't.
Duncan, don't. All right, okay, thank you, Bob.
Thanks,
you sit
Bob.
Together?
Yes.
Is there any other way I need to be baptized?
No, I can't think of anything.
Okay. Now,
there may be a denomination that can.
Okay.
When you said that, a friend of mine, Mark, they had a little baby, so then they had a I said, you guys, I don't want to be nosy. Are you thinking about having other children? He said, well, we got a boy and a girl. If they come up with something else, we'll have another child.
All right, go to the next call.
All right, we go to Louisiana, and Jeffrey is on the line. Jeffrey, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. How y'all doing?
Pretty good, Jeffrey. Where are you calling from in Louisiana?
Destrehan.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for – who does LSU play? Oh, they play Clemson, don't they, tomorrow?
Oh, I'm not really a football fan, sorry.
Okay. Well, that's all right. Ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to answer.
All right, which one?
In both. The Fahrenheit question.
All right, here you go, Jeffrey, in the dystopian sci-fi classic Fahrenheit 451. What does the number 451 stand for?
I think it's the temperature of the flame.
It is. It's the temperature at which paper and books burn, and Fahrenheit 451 is about a future in which dictatorship burns books, not allowed to read it. So you are correct, sir.
Good.
Way to go.
Way to go, Jeffrey.
Good on you, Jeffrey.
Did you know that? You just kind of guess or what?
No, I read that book. It was a pretty good book.
Yeah. In high school, a lot of people
What was the name
read
of it
that
again?
Fahrenheit 451, mm-hmm. Warning against book burning and et cetera. So good on you, Jeffrey.
Hey, Jeffrey, I'm going to be in Alexandria, Louisiana, Thursday evening, September the 18th. I don't know how far you are from there, but it's a banquet for the Senla Pregnancy Center. It's a ticketed event. I'm going to be at Randolph Riverfront Stadium, Riverfront Center, and anybody nearby, you're invited.
All right. How close
All
are
right,
you there?
Thank you. 3 hours. That's about 3 hours away.
Oh, it'd be worth the drive.
Well, right, it probably right. would be once you got there. 3 hour drives. I wouldn't even go visit my grandkids if they were that far away.
Wow. I know some people that went on a 3 hour cruise and it didn't turn out well for them.
I'm just kidding about the grandkids.
Am I going to have to bring this show back into focus?
Yes,
you are.
Okay, go ahead,
Jeffrey. What's your question for us?
What's the definition of eternal life?
The definition of eternal life, that defines itself.
Okay, are you taught? There's
I think
a specific...
it's talking about it in John, and then you know, you have searched scriptures, and in them you've find eternal life, or in Or in John, 3 John or something.
Where, well, says, John, this 17, is, I don't know exactly what you're looking for. In John 17, it does say, Jesus says that to know, it's his high priestly prayer to the Father, and I think he says to know you is eternal life. But there are several, like JJ said, there are several references to eternal life.
What do you got,
Are we Jeffy? Close?
Yeah, that's it. He says, and this is life eternal, to know God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Hey, that's great, Jeffrey. Have a good weekend. Have a good Labor Day weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
That's a good spiritual note to have yes. on the program. All right, we go to Alabama, and Richard is on the line. Richard, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. Can you hear me all right?
Sure can.
Yes, sir. We can hear you in the back.
Thank you. I'm a big fan of yours. I'm going to answer one. The dice question is that
here,
true?
Hey, here's the question: is true or false? When the two numbers on opposite sides of a dice are added together, it always equals 7. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm going to just take a guess. I think I've heard it was.
It is 100% true.
Man,
and that's the first I heard of that. I've been playing like aggravation, different dice games, and rolling dice for different, you know, whatever it is, the sorry, Monopoly, whatever. And I didn't know that.
I think someone had asked us that, or I don't know, a month or two ago, because I hadn't heard it until then.
Yeah,
I think you were out.
Hey, good guess. What's your question for us?
Okay, I got a question for y'all. Can you still hear me?
Yes, sir.
You can.
Yes.
Okay. What famous commercial, this is an oldie, y'all probably remember, did the slogan, it takes a licking and keeps on ticking?
Timex watch.
Way to go, JJ.
Yeah.
Timex watch. The Timex. Are they still around, Richard? Timexes?
I think they are, yeah, because I remember just about every birthday, that's what my mother used to get me, and I was just thrilled with it, you know. Well, I think they're still around.
Well,
yeah.
Then later commercials they said, how many licks on a Timex does it take to get to the chocolate center? So, you know, just they always kind of change things.
Depends on your attitude, doesn't it?
That's right. They change things like Cracker Barrel.
Does that do me? I don't.
Yeah, they have Timex.
No, but do me, I don't see. I quit wearing a watch after the cell phone started telling me what time it was.
Yeah.
Ed, look at that with one of your good eyes. What's that say right there?
I can't. Does that Timex. Say Timex?
Yeah. Timex. That's what I'm wearing.
All right.
Cool.
But all the young people don't have watches. They just look at their phone.
Thank you, Richard. Appreciate hearing from you, buddy.
Probably 5 years.
That's Richard calling from Alabama. We're going to take a short time out right here. When we get back,
we'll reset our questions.
Reset our questions. And we got James in Mississippi. We got Sean in Texas, Casey in Arkansas, Bob in Missouri, Deborah in Virginia.
Deborah would be our first lady. Come on, ladies, let's step up. We need more tender-sounding voices on the air.
We'll be back. We'll be back after this short timeout. Stay with us.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Once outside Rome, on our way to Naples, we stopped at a restaurant for a rest stop. When we were returning to our bus, we met a couple of men who were peddling watches. They were trying to sell to several members of our group. I noticed a couple who were looking at one watch. The man was asking $130 for the watch. They looked at it for a moment and then gave it back to the man. He then approached me and asked if I wanted it. I told him no, I wasn't interested. He then pulled me aside and said he'd let me have it for $80. Although I wasn't interested in the watch, my bargaining curiosity was aroused, and I told him that it was still too high. He wanted to know if I was the tour leader. I told him that I was. That being the case, he said, he'd let me have it for $50. Well, I looked at the watch again. It was an Omega. Although my knowledge of watches was limited, I remembered that Omega was a pretty good brand of watch. I looked at it a little closer. It looked like a good buy, but the fact remained that I didn't need the watch. I had a good one. I thought about it for a moment, and then shook my head and told him I wasn't interested. But he was persistent, and as I walked toward the bus, he asked what I would give for it. Being kind of ridiculous, I told him I'd give him $10. He balked a little and tried to act insulted. I walked on to the bus. He approached some others and tried to sell the watch to them. None were interested. Finally, just before we were ready to leave, he came to the bus and told me he'd take $20. Now, we started at $130. I kind of laughed a little, reached into my pocket, and pulled out a $10 bill. Again, he acted insulted. But as the door was being closed, he ran up, grabbed my $10, and handed me the watch. And all the way home, I thought about my bargain. A watch which he had once asked $130 for, I had bought for only $10. You know, it's not every day you have a chance at a bargain like that. Well, after I'd been home a few days, the watch stopped running. I carried it to the repair shop to get it fixed. It was there that I learned that the watch I had bought was not an Omega at all, but an imitation. Counterfeit. I had been taken. My bargain was no bargain at all. Many times I've thought about that incident and remembered the lesson it taught me. There are many areas to which this truth applies. For instance, many people are attracted to the Christian faith when the cross is left out. Like I was with the watch, they're looking for a bargain. But before long, they become disillusioned. Then they have to face the truth. Christianity minus the cross is no bargain at all. It is counterfeit. Remember that the next time you're offered Christianity at a bargain.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
American Family Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. What was that? Wasn't that...
That's Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan's Heroes, yeah.
I Hogan? See nothing. I hear nothing.
That's a, that line's lasted until anymore. Today, hasn't it?
Yeah.
From that... what was he?
It was Sergeant Schultz.
Sergeant Schultz, yeah.
Yeah. That's back when Nazis were funny. Now they're... Now, Nazis thrown around to describe MAGA.
Everybody's Nazis.
Everyone's a Nazi now. Nobody laughs. Well, you know, Nazis weren't funny, but that show was funny.
Right. All right. Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening. We also call this Learning University. We're going to repeat our questions
that have heretofore.
Gone unanswered, and then we'll go back to the phones. What do you got, Ed?
I got to add a couple. I've had a couple answered.
You had a couple.
Okay. The Hoover Dam sits between what two states? That's one that I have left over. Second question, in the United States of America, what is the only state to have a one-syllable name? I think we've had this before, but I couldn't remember how long ago it was. So we'll see if you students have been listening. Which is the only state to have a one-syllable name?
And since we've added the Gulf of America and Puerto Rico as a state, some of those other things,
Canada.
So things, you know, have changed a little bit. That's right.
And then third question, this is easy, so I don't want anyone complaining that I always have hard questions. Mm-mm. How many squares are on a checkerboard?
Wait,
how
you
many
said
squares
that's easy?
Are on a checkerboard? Yeah, you don't.
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay, good. Well, then this might be a little bit of a challenge. All right, up to you.
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. In which book of the Bible do we read the exhortation to be a watchman on the wall? Second question, what mountain is the tallest point in Japan? Third question, multiple choice. What is the study of palmology? What is the study of palmology? P-O-M.
I don't know, but Sister Ruby can read yours.
Oh, my goodness.
Sister Ruby. All you got to do is stop on the side of the road between here and Memphis. You got a little flashing sign out there. Sister Ruby, read your palm.
Yeah, no, this isn't P-A-L-M. This is P-O-M, palmology.
Oh.
Yeah, and here it is, multiple choice. What is the study of palmology? Is it A, the study of cheerleaders' pom-poms, B, the study of gymnastics' pommel horses, or C, the science of growing an apple? What is palmology?
Palmology. Yeah. P-O-E-M.
P-O-E-M.
Like a pom-pom.
Yes. So don't give it away.
All right.
So that's my questions.
How can I give it away if I don't know it?
There you go.
That's a good.
Well, sometimes on this show, one of us just keeps talking,
and we accidentally give it away.
I got you. Yeah. All right, here are my three questions. Number one, if you have xenophobia, which animal would scare you? Xenophobia. Number two, who is the best-selling American author of all time?
Of all time?
Of all time.
All right.
The best-selling American author of all time. And number three, my tongue twister, at least for me, is this. It's a dessert question. Alternating, you getting ready for it?
I'm getting ready.
Alternating layers of ladyfingers soaked in a coffee liqueur combo with mascarpone cheese and chocolate gets you what uplifting Italian dessert? I'm sorry.
No, listen. That's
did I do okay on
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's a good question. And
it's
did,
the cheese. I don't know how to pronounce.
I don't either. Mascarpone.
Is that it?
I don't know.
Tim, can I get you to do this in another different way? Here we go. So Ed and I are sitting at the table, and here you come. Hey, thank you for waiting on us. What's the special today for the dessert?
Thank you for coming. my name's Tim, and I'm here to serve you.
I'll be your waiter.
I don't say waiter. That's 80s.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'll be your server.
I'll be your server today.
Yeah. What's on the menu dessert?
Well, we got and then for our dessert, we have alternating layers of ladyfingers soaked in coffee liquor combo with mascarpone cheese and chocolate gets you then what is that dessert?
I'm ashamed I don't know how to pronounce that.
It's got to be mascarpone, seems to me. Cheese, it's a kind of cheese.
I think mascarpone was one of those little puppets that was on this on the
screen. You know what, he rules Chicago. back in the 40s.
Yeah, you got some Tommy guns and a bunch of henchmen. Yeah, you can just take over.
Before Al Capone was mascarpone.
Mascarpone.
Yep. Mascarpone. Yes. And he was ruthless.
He was.
Tonight Chicago died. Listen to that song. All right, let's go.
They mentioned mascarpone.
Yes, they do.
All right. We go to Mississippi, and James is on the line. James, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling us, gentlemen. We appreciate that. Whether it's true or not, we leave that up to the people who know us best. All right, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
We're going to try both.
All right, which question you want to answer, James?
The highest mountain in Japan.
Here's the question. What mountain is the tallest point in Japan?
Mount Fuji.
Nice.
It's an excellent restaurant,
good,
too.
Good job,
in town.
James. What's your question for us?
What is the name of the thief that was on the cross next to Jesus, who I always figure is the first man in heaven under the new covenant?
I don't remember them naming his name.
The names are in church tradition. I don't think they're in the scripture, and his name was Dismas.
That is correct.
Nice.
That's good. Church tradition yeah. over the...
His name was what?
Dismas, D-I-S-M-A-S.
Oh. Hey, thank you, James, and thank you for listening to AFR. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Is that it?
That was his
it is question. Now.
He was saying something.
He was trying to say something. Yeah.
As he was fading out.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry, James. Sometimes
things happen in life.
Sometimes things happen
unexplained.
And we get cut. We cut off our caller sometimes.
Be careful, Ed.
Well, I just trying to explain. We're not doing it on purpose.
Right.
We're just moving on to the next call, and we right. heard the tail end, kind of the beginning of what he was trying yeah, to say. So sorry about that, James.
Yeah.
You don't sound sympathetic
no,
at all.
All right. Sorry that happened.
And I'm sorry I fumbled that. I was fumbling around on explaining.
We all do that from time to time.
Yeah. All right, Arkansas and Casey. Casey's at the bat. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, you, we got a lady on the
Yeah, on the good line. To hear from you, Casey. Where do you live in Arkansas?
In Newark.
That's in New Jersey, isn't
it? It's like... No, that's Newark or something. It's 2 hours north of Little Rock.
Okay. All right. So are you a Razorback fan or no?
No, not really.
Not really? Okay.
Hey, Casey, I'm going to be in Arkansas in October.
Where aren't you going to be?
Tiny town, Oney. O-N-I-A. Little bitty small town doing stand-up comedy on a Saturday night at one church. And then speaking at another church Sunday morning. I'm going to have most of my family with me.
Good.
Awesome.
Do you know where that town is, Casey?
It's tiny. O-N-I-A. And it's right up from Mountain Village or Mountain
Bingo
View.
Bingo was his
one
name.
One of those. Yeah, that's right.
Well, anyway.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, if you're close enough,
joke.
Within 3 hours and want to make that, JJ, where would they go to find out what, where in Onia?
JJJasper.com, and I'm pretty sure it's on the calendar, JJJasper.com. I do know it's in October.
You're really good at keeping that calendar up to date, I know.
That's on there. I feel pretty good about that.
All right, Casey, which question do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm just going to answer.
All right. Which one you want to try to answer?
And I would like to answer the question about the palmology, maybe?
Yes. It's multiple choice, so you got a 33 and a third chance of getting it right. What is the study of palmology, P-O-M-O-L-O-G-Y? Is it A, the study of cheerleader pom-poms, B, the study of gymnastics pommel horses, or C, the science of growing an apple?
I'm really thinking it's the apple.
It is C, the science of growing
all
an
right.
apple.
Wow.
Nicely done.
That's awesome. Now, that was Casey, just an educated guess.
Now, Casey, with all those little things I put out there to throw you, you know, off on a rabbit's trail, you didn't bite on any of those. See what I did there?
Yeah.
The rabbit bites?
So, yeah, no, the rabbit bite the apple, like the apple.
Oh,
taking a bite out
I thought you were talking about rabbit biting.
Yeah.
No, so did you just, had you heard that somewhere, or was that strictly a guess?
It was strictly a guess. I knew, number one, the first A, no, I just palms, no, that
process
wasn't it.
Process of elimination,
one,
I think, that's what I
used right
there.
A little bit, but yeah, it was a total guess on the apple, so.
Yeah, what?
Hey, you
worked.
Got it. You nice know, nice job.
Make the putt.
Well, now I'm going to be real, real nosy here. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Labor Day weekend, you guys going to the beach, you're going to grandparents, you're going to have a staycation. What's it look like for you guys?
And how many guns do you have in your house?
Well, no, and then hamburgers, hot dogs, what are we talking about? Because we could be tempted to change our plans and come to your house if it's steak, and we like our steak medium well. What about
You're welcome to We'd love to have you come to our house, but we won't be there. Actually, my husband and I are on our way right now to Nashville to go see an Indy race,
oh,
an
wow.
IndyCar race. So But we're camping as well, so we're hauling the camper. We're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers, but we'd love for y'all to join us in Nashville as well.
See, the campgrounds, that's what people are going to be on the golf course, on the lake,
yes.
You know, at the park, on the river, and we're encouraging everybody to be safe. But how fun is that, bringing the camper on our way from Arkansas to Nashville? That's
yeah.
great.
Are they you talking about at the Motor Speedway, or is this one of those go through town races?
Nashville Motor Speedway.
It's at Nashville Motor
Speedway.
Okay, okay, awesome.
That's where NASCAR runs, you know. But
Indy races. This is their last race of the season, so we're super excited.
That's awesome.
Wow, fun.
Awesome. All right, we all have a great trip.
Yeah,
Casey, be safe.
Don't enjoy pretend it.
Don't pretend to be one of those Indy drivers out there
that's
on
right.
the interstate. I-40, good old I-40. How many?
That is not a pleasant experience between Memphis and Nashville. I-40. Because it's just loaded with 18-wheelers.
Well, usually, all the way from Little Rock. Or all the way to.
And listen, we love our truckers. They do
a
great service for our country.
I'm just talking about repairs.
Trying to navigate, trying to get around.
We can always find something to complain about, can't we?
And I do.
Yes.
And that's all that
it's part of being Italian.
That's exactly right. I always say we give the Jews a run for their money when it comes to griping.
I did a Sunday school lesson on being grateful, and there's a lot of verses in there, about.
Yeah.
And so, do everything without murmuring and complaining. And I asked my wife, my daughters were close by. I said, hey, do I complain very much? Their eyes got big. They said, Dad, you are an industrial strength complainer. I said, what? Melanie said, as soon as your eyes open, you're like, oh, my back is hurting. Oh, man, I'm freezing or it's too hot. And I go through the house and say, I hate that light right there, hanging over the island. She said, you say that every morning. And, you grumble about the Biden for 4 years. And I said, really? I said, because I feel like I'm the happiest person I know. They said, it is absolutely your default. You just go, who left these toys in the hallway? So I didn't realize.
My lawn.
Yes. I'm working towards being an old geezer.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, thank you for calling and listening to calling the program, and also for listening to us here on AFR.
It's first time callers.
First time callers. Today. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to Missouri, fellas. And Bob is that's our second Bob today.
Yeah, and you can spell that frontwards and backwards.
That's right. Well, Bob, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thanks very much, and good day to you. I hope that I am honest enough to esteem you, Professor.
Well,
there you go, Bob.
Hey, where do you live in Missouri?
I live in Bunker, I think even your geography does not include Little Bunker, Missouri, Tim.
Okay, well, is it like in the middle?
A hill?
I don't know where.
Give him a hint. What's the next town of like 10,000 people? Because he'll know not only where it is, he'll know what highway.
A town of 10,000 is you've got to go pretty far from Bunker. It is about 30 miles from the town where Yogi Berra's bride was born, Salem.
Salem, Missouri.
You know that's
where who was born?
Yogi
Berra's
Berra.
Wife.
So when you come to a fork in the road, take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yogi Berra's wife. Wow, that's a deep dive.
You said Yogi Berra's bride, right? Is that what you said, Bob?
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah,
I don't know. Let's move on. I don't know. I just asked because I do know a lot about Missouri.
All right, can I just ask one question about Bunker? Yeah. Does it have a Dollar General?
In fact, it does.
Yes. All right.
It's American.
Well, then you're big enough.
He knew the answer to his own question.
Ask, answer, or both, Bob. Go ahead.
I would like to do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
I'm interested in the question about Sinophobia.
Okay, I'm going to give you the question, then you can talk. If you have sinophobia, which animal would scare you?
Well, this depends on how that's spelled. If this is the C-Y-N phobia, then it is fear of dogs.
It is C-Y-N, and it is the fear of dogs.
Wow.
Good. Nicely done.
It sounds like Bob knows his phobias, too.
Yeah. Do you have that? Are you a xenophobic?
No, by no means. In fact, I don't even have ibophobia, which is fear of palindromes.
Fear of palindromes.
Fear of what?
Palindromes.
Isn't that where you ride your bicycle around? It's got the bank.
Is this an animal?
No, I think palindromes are something to do with words like Bob that you can say, isn't it? Where you say the same backwards exactly. And forwards?
Oh, okay. I missed the joke because I didn't know.
Like race Sorry. Car.
That's a good one. Hmm. He had a good one.
That was excellent. But I think Bob is on the smart side.
So yes, cynophobia is the fear of dogs. Dogs, that's one of those, you have a healthy fear of dogs if you need to.
Well, you tell that to the mailman, because every one of them gets that sometime before they retire. They get that cynophobia that jumps on
them. That's why
you
stay in your car.
Well, a phobia is an irrational fear.
A phobia, okay. Yeah.
Hey, Bob, well, what's your question for us?
My wife has that.
I have a geography Frogs. Question for you. What is the largest county in Missouri, and what is its county seat?
Tim, we're counting on you.
Are you talking about geographically, or are you talking about people?
So largest in area, largest county in area in Missouri.
Wow. Well, I know a lot about Missouri, but I don't know that. I was born there. You know, they got
Houston, Texas, Missouri.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. What's the answer, Bob?
Well, the answer is Texas County is the largest county in Missouri, and its county seat is Houston, which I think you know about, Tim.
Yeah, I was born there. Absolutely. I remember it well.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
You remember it well when you were born?
Yeah.
And spring?
Yeah, that birth
shortly
canal.
Thereafter?
And I just got out of there and said, where am I? And the doctor said, pow, you're in Houston, Texas Missouri. No, that was my dad was stationed at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, which is a big army base there. And for 2 years he was there. This is in the early 60s. So
that's where you were sprinkling.
That's where I was born.
That's where I was.
I don't know. Sprinkling. I was. I lost my memory right there when that
slapped.
Doctor popped me.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of your earlier memories.
I just went into shock. For about probably 6 months or so, best I remember.
Wow.
Anyway, here we go.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Hey, he was smart. You could tell. And quick-witted.
Yep. All right, let's go to Texas. We're going to Texas. And Sean is on the line. Sean, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, thank you. So glad to be on here.
Thank you, Sean. Where are you calling from in Texas?
Willis.
Okay.
Willis. Shalom. That's, you Texans know, that's howdy in Hebrew.
No.
You didn't know that, did you, Sean?
I didn't, no.
Well, Sean, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right, which one you want to try to answer?
The dessert.
Hey,
oh, here
Tim,
we go.
Here we go.
Tim, finally.
Right. I want to hear you read it.
She's going to get it. I think she's going to get it, and you won't have to say it again.
Oh, good.
But you need to do it right
now. We'll all rejoice.
Yeah, do it
getting
right
a little
now.
Worked up right now because I don't know why I did this.
You can say triggered. There's enough young people listening. They'll understand you being triggered by
Here's my question that Deborah's going to relieve me of, and I won't have to ask again. Sean from Texas. Okay, here's the question. Alternating layers of ladyfingers soaked in a coffee liquor, I guess, combo with mascarpone cheese. Why would anybody ever want this after I read it? And
it's
chocolate.
Actually very good.
Get you what uplifting Italian dessert?
Tiramisu.
That's right.
What we're talking about. Close your eyes and you can picture Tim with one of those aprons on.
Coming out to your table?
Yes, holding the menu. I see it. Close your eyes. All of our listeners will see you with that apron.
All right. What is
that menu.
Let's go through this, Sean, and you can help me here. Alternating. I know what a tiramisu is, and it's very good.
Yeah.
And that little cheese is a little flaky white, isn't it?
Yeah, and it comes, I think, in a little roll, a circular little container.
Describe it for me.
You guys are eating at nicer restaurants than I am because Arby's has never even brought that out to get me a.
I haven't had tiramisu since I lived in the Boston area.
JJ, all right, Sean, do you
make with Tim?
Do you make this at your house or do you buy it tiramisu?
We have, my uncle was Italian, and I worked in an Italian restaurant when my kids were little. It's mascarpone.
Mascarpone, okay.
Okay,
Can you tell us how to, see, Tim saying these words right?
Is it coffee, liquor, combo?
Liqueur, probably.
Liqueur.
Liqueur.
Is that French for liquor or liquor? It's not alcoholic, is it?
No, I think it's
got some alcohol in there.
I think it's
some. It does. Liqueur has a little bit.
Now, what's the other word that you were saying?
I was struggling with
lady fingers.
No, alternating lady layers of lady fingers.
No, after that.
You just want to hear me say it again.
No, I just want to know. I don't want to hear her say the right way to say it.
She said it's mascarpone. A pony.
And she worked in an Italian restaurant. I take her word for
that's
it.
That's right. So you got your mascarpone cheese.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
This is the most Italians we've had on the show in a while.
Yes. We got a quorum.
Yes, we have a quorum.
All right, Sean, go ahead with your question.
What famous evangelist mom loved to ride her Harley?
Wow, I'm loving that question. I don't even have an idea.
Well, Franklin Graham's wife, I mean, Franklin Graham does, right?
And so maybe...
I'm thinking maybe his wife, or maybe it was Ruth, maybe it was Billy Graham's wife. I don't know.
I can't imagine Billy Graham's wife riding Harley, not in any universe. But now Franklin, if you want to call him an evangelist, they made
A would-be.
No. I mean, I picture
you know, Franklin Graham's a would-be evangelist.
Billy Graham.
You want to call him that.
That didn't come out right. I think of him being more the president of Samaritan's Purse and out there working and ministering in that capacity. That just sounded terrible. We're gonna say that would-be evangelist. We're gonna say his wife.
Let me just say this before Sean gives us the answer.
Yeah,
Tim's been mocked, and now JJ's been mocked. I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut the rest of the show and see if I can escape. Yeah. Because it's that's
you don't want to become the mascarpone cheese
of the tiramisu.
So in the early 90s, we had a poster over on the other side of the road in the studio of Franklin Graham on his Harley, and he stopped by for a visit, and he had a black leather motorcycle jacket on, and I remember that because I've owned motorcycles and love motorcycles, and I thought, good for you, Franklin, for riding a Harley. So,
all right, we'll so Sean, our answer is going to be the so-called evangelist Franklin Graham's wife.
Nope.
Okay, all that for nothing.
It was his mama, Ruth.
Ruth?
Wait.
Wow.
What?
Well, maybe that's where Franklin got it from.
Now, that's remarkable.
I think he rode when he was little.
But she had quite a testimony coming out of the motorcycle gang. Ruth Graham. It was powerful.
She was a so-called evangelist wife, wasn't she?
I heard it one night. It brought me to tears.
She was a very spiritual woman.
Godly woman. You just picture.
Yeah, but she had a problem with speeding. I'll tell you that. She went like 120 on that Harley.
And popping willies. Yeah, but no, so meek and mild, and I cannot picture her even riding on a Harley. All right, that was great. Thank you, Sean.
Excellent. Thank you for bailing Tim out.
Yeah,
bailing me out.
I don't have to say
pronunciation.
Mascarpone anymore incorrectly. But it's mascarpone.
Mascarpone
cheese. All right, let's repeat our questions. We don't have time for another call right now. So what we'll do, reset our questions now. Then when we get back from the break, we won't have
to. We'll go right to the phone.
That's right to the phone.
And by the way, 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on the show. Here are my three questions. Okay. The first question, the Hoover Dam sits between what two states? Second question, in the United States of America, which is the only state to have a one-syllable name? And third question, how many squares are on a checkerboard?
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. In which book of the Bible do we read the exhortation to be a watchman on the wall? Second question, I'll add a new one. What two boxers fought in the famous matchup dubbed the Thrilla in Manila?
Thrilla in Manila.
Thrilla in Manila. Who are the two boxers? Third question, I'll add another one. What river is at the bottom of the Grand Canyon? Tim?
I've got a question. Who is the best-selling American author of all time? All right, I'll just leave it right there. We'll let that question be answered, then I'll throw in another one.
Boy, you get really stingy with your questions.
No, I've got two. I want to save them for next week if I can. Right. We're going to take a short time out right here. We'll be back with more tiramisu and you after this time out for two.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.